Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Arms house to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's to your mum's to your mum's arms house to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's to your arms house to your mum's
or against me. Left, right, left. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are fucking with? Do you know the access to weapons, money, and power that we have? We will fucking kill you! I'm the ugliest version of passed down toxic capitalist rapid MC perversion. I'm America. Your bleeding heart liberal triple get squashed. Watson was stubble eyes. Ron Patriot got a weaponry bar from the makers of.
Sorry, man. I wanted to come in at you.
Son, we're coming in American.
Company flow there. Patriotism, man, from Raucous Records. Just because you left a funny story on the Instagram. You got to do that more often, Theme, man. But we had a little rant this morning about American tourists or some shit there. You were doing what was it to Hammersmith? How do you get
going? No, because I got on Acton Town.
Yeah,
I had to go and pick up the fucking motor on Friday, so I have to get off Acton Town there. Yeah, and I goes down there, get off at fucking Earls Court, change on the Piccadilly, which is not going my way home. So I'm already fuming. Get on the train, but as soon as we come out of the tunnel, I don't know where it is, like Hammersmith. Where this girl gets reception, she's straight away fucking on it. You know what I mean? So now that we've got reception, like, we should call Summer. And you're like, whoa, who's she talking? And then you look up because she's talking so loud. She's talking to the girl next to her.
Oh my God.
Like,
yeah.
Right on the Piccadilly line. You know, the seats are so close together anyway. And they're talking about, should we get up at Nando's? This is Acton Town. This is it. No, this is Hammersmith. This is Hammersmith. There's a Nando's here. There's a Nando's. And she's on the phone calling her other girl. Like, oh my God, should we get up at Amazon now? It's fucking hell. So it's 6 o'clock on a Friday.
Oh my God. The worst is going home. The worst is Leicester Square. How do we get to Leicester Square?
Well, we'll just get on and we'll just get off at Acton Town because that's the next stop anyway. Right? Right? Yeah, right. And then we'll go outside and we'll get the bus back to you anyway so we can still go to your Nando's. Everyone's thinking, what the fuck?
It's obnoxious. About to dash off the train. It's obnoxious, and they have no spatial awareness or volume awareness or anything like that. And and like a self-importance. Because I was going to do this rant a couple of weeks ago, but I forgot because there was the Super Bowl was on a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I think Usher did the halftime show, and I was listening to a few podcasts, and obviously they were talking about that in America. It's a big thing, but the way they were talking about it was like the world is watching. The whole world, the biggest music event, Usher doing the half. And I was like listening to this going, I never heard, like, obviously I've heard of Usher, but I didn't hear he was doing, like, here, it's not that important over here. But the way they talk about it, like, it's the biggest thing in the world. It's like,
in the world. Yeah. In the world. They're like, they do it every year.
Isn't it?
So every single year, like the next stage is the biggest thing we've ever done in the history of the Super Bowl. This time we've got, you're like,
no one else
next
gives
year
a
they're
shit.
Gonna do the same.
Of course. And the thing
like
is
every 4 years or 6 years or something like that. It means nothing.
They kept saying that was it, what wound me up. They kept saying this is the biggest musical event of the year. And I was like, bruv, there's blatantly festivals in India with triple the amount of people watching it, you know, that just we don't know about, you know what I'm saying? There's blatantly music festivals in fucking Berlin and like crazy shit happening in the world, but they're like, no, the Super Bowl, everyone's watching this. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck's the matter with you?
You son of a bitch. But yo, this is Arms House to Your Mom's House. Bring Arms House to Your Mom's House. Episode
number 70.
70. We made it to 70, man. Jesus, we can 70 retire.
70 years of Arms House.
Yo, man, we got Graph Critique coming up. We got a couple of questions that people have sent in, queries, which is great. Please, people, send in your queries. And we're running low.
People send it in.
A couple people send it in, yeah. And another guest you might recognize his voice, but we'll get to that when we get to that, man. Yeah, man. I mean, should we get into one of the questions now? Or We can listen to a tune. I don't know. I remember.
No. I talked about when I painted on the side of my dad's house. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. Cane. Was it cane?
Cane. And I found that reach on the front of the house.
Wait. So the other day you said one of the early graph memories of yours.
One of the biggest fuck ups. Yeah. And graph memories was at my house when, for whatever reason, there was a can of red high coat.
Oh yeah.
And I went down the side. My dad's got a gap between his house and the next house.
Yeah.
And this is where you just take the bins and shit.
Yeah.
I go down there and just get some reaches on the side of the house. And then for some reason, draw a cock and ball set. And I draw a fucking dick on my own house.
I'll put the pictures up.
They're and CFD. I don't know what that means. Is it CFD?
Oh, it might be GFD, man.
Or no, that was basically made up because you didn't let me in CMS. That's blatantly why it starts with a C. That's blatantly why.
So Theme sent this picture from his dad's house. It's still there, the tags, man. In red, like he said, red high coat paint. Kane, K-A-N-E, C-F-D. Someone's tried to scrub it, I guess, and just gave up.
I'm sure me.
Me, your dad, or you, maybe. And then a cock and balls, the classic cock and balls. But not even done. But not even.
Done so badly.
And you did it like under the pipe thinking, oh, maybe I'll get away with that.
because you can see how small I was, right?
Yeah, exactly. You can see how tall you are as well.
I'm leaning up to get the cane reach.
Oh my God.
The cane on the front of the house in silver paint still there.
That's the old. Oh, yeah, in the front with the silver. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's like properly.
That's old. A reach, man. Yo, you got a reach, man, from early, man. But that's proper TB, man. TB. That's like the ultimate TB, yeah? Toy behavior.
Toy behavior. Yeah.
That's the ultimate.
Not bomb the side of your old mom's house.
Yo, son. No, that must be the ultimate toy behavior. Like the ultimate top pinnacle toy behavior is drawing of dick and balls on your dad's house, man.
Yeah. And then saying, no, he knows you're getting into graph.
Oh, yeah. And then trying to blag it.
Nipping down just the side bit where the fucking dustbins are. You know what I mean? That's it. No one would ever, ever, ever go there. You'd have bop in the front garden and go to the side, open the gate and go down there.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
But you were like, as a kid, you were like, it's a wall.
It wasn't me.
And it's outside. It's an outside wall. So, yeah, it could have been anyone. It's like now.
Yeah, exactly. That was the blag. Yeah. It wasn't me. It's blatantly cheap.
Although wasn't me is one of the greatest blags, man. You know what I mean? Stick to your guns. Wasn't me. If you tell a lie for long enough, it becomes the truth.
You start believing it. Yeah.
Exactly. Actually, they should do a parody of that. It wasn't me. But for graph. Like no it comment. No comment. Yeah. Yo, man. That's hilarious. And what you got some other photos sent in.
Same spot.
Ravenscourt Park that you keep banging on about.
Amber never smoked ciggies at.
I never smoked ciggies there. Of all the places I could have gone
smoking ciggies. All the places. You never smoked ciggies. Look at that cab.
The cab is
dogged by Cry.
Oh, yeah.
Cry.
Bruv, them Cry lot, man. Them Brentford, lot were.
Brentford man, them. TW8 is great.
Cry and. Who else did they hang
out
with?
There was another one beginning with C, no?
Yeah. And there was another writer who wrote Sly and Earn and Cruel and all them lot. I swear they all used to roll.
Cruel.
They all used to roll together and they were all white. Well, don't quote me on this. It's a long time ago.
They were all nutters.
They were all white skinhead motherfuckers, man. If I remember correctly. Like they had an ill tagging style. Like, they had skills, man.
They had nice hand styles, man.
They had the nice hand styles. Some of their dubs and pieces.
They had nice.
Not great, but their hand styles were dope. And I just
Duzz.
Remember.
Do you remember Duzz?
Yeah.
That was nice.
That was great, man. Isn't he Fingy's cousin? Duzz. From FLS.
I don't know who Fingy is, bruv. No, you're talking about T&B. T&B.
No, Brock. Who's his cousin? Duzz. Isn't it Duzz?
No, Brock isn't Duzz. Duzz is Duzz, bruv.
No, but his cousin, Brock's cousin, was Duzz.
No, it wasn't Duzz. I know who you're talking about.
It was someone else, right?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah. I'm getting confused, man. No, because I remember when I had a, because I was beefing all of FLS, and then I remember me and Brock had a little scuffle in Brentford. Yeah.
He said,
"I'll get my cousin thingy," and I was like, "I don't give a fuck about your cousin, man. You're a cunt.
I'm gonna boss you in the face, son."
Yeah, bro. I was like, "Get your cousin, man." I was like, "Shit, let's go quickly before his cousin gets here."
Can you imagine there'd be a podcast in 2024, 23, when the FLS gets mentioned so much. But out of nothing. Big up the FLS nowadays. Right? Back then, it was a fucking war. But
it
now
was a war back then, man. But, yo, I mean, they were out and about.
They did, you know, a lot,
mean?
Of
they
graph.
They were in the ether. They were in the ether. They were
they
out
did a
and
lot
about.
Of graph.
Three Scott.
Fucking little shits. Funkadelics. Yeah.
Little bastards, man. But, yeah, props to them.
Forever
man.
Lining Spo. Yeah. FLS. That was the biggest mistake of their lives. imagine their little cornets doing that. That is brilliant. I mean, basically, yeah, we don't give a fuck. They were properly like that.
FLS, Forever Lining Spo.
Basically, yeah, we don't give a fuck. We're going to do what we fucking want. Forever Lining Spo.
That shit is hilarious, man. But there was another one here, Foism, from that same section.
No, it's nice, son.
Foe, nice. Man. I always rated that tag Foe, P-H-O-E. But here's a piece, there's Foeism with a little character on the O. He always did a little thing instead of an O. He did that one on, was it Turnham Green or Stamford Brook at the end of the station? Yeah. The P-H-O-E and the O was a big eyeball with veins in it and shit. If I can find a photo, I'll put it here. But I haven't seen a photo of that in a long time, man. But incredible.
Really?
Nah, this was on at the end of the platform. That green metal kind of barrier thing.
There is photos of that flying about.
Yeah, there is. I've seen it, but not for a while though. But yeah, I always loved that
character. Obviously. You see, the Foeism is very, very nice. Mm. I like the glasses. That's those glasses, isn't it? What's it called? You've got a pair.
The Kazals. Nah, that's not Kazals, no. But yeah, but they look like big.
But ring. You see the Joel. There's a character on the Joel as well. Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's another piece here, Joel.
That was a girl who'd never, it was her first time writing.
Ah.
Big up Molly.
Easy Molly.
She didn't even write.
Oh, she got the highlights on it. I'm sure she had some help from the, I'm sure someone helped her. Look at the smoke coming out of that massive spliff in her ass. The smoke just going rang.
Yeah, boy.
I love old.
I was trying to look at the reaches on these sort of photos.
Oh, man. The background tags is what it's all about, man. The background. Oh, and the nerve piece, man. Rest in peace, nerve.
The nerve piece.
It's not his best piece, but it's great to see.
No, he was fuming about it. Look, shit paint, shit wall.
Yeah, you can see that on the bottom right. Oh man, but Nerve, for those that don't know, Nerve, passed away too soon. He was a bit of a troubled soul, but he was an ill writer, local
you
West
see that
London.
Reach on the left of the end, that Nerve going down rock.
Yeah. Oh, and what's this train as well that you sent me? A bit of a, yeah.
I'm still on the Nerve, hang on. There's a little throw up there because he had a sick throw up with the big zoot coming out the E.
Yeah.
And there's kind of one on the top right of that.
Yeah, I can see that
piece, but it's not his usual style.
Yeah, it's a bit small. He's blatantly reaching.
But the Foe is a man with the two fat borders.
Yeah.
This is what 93. So I don't know when he did that.
Yeah, it would have been early. No, it says 92 in the top of his hat in the Foeism.
It says 92 in the top of his motherfucking hat, bro.
Yeah, boy.
I was 11.
Look at that S in the ism. Love that, man. Oh, man. Loads of pinks. Yeah, and that big fat border. And like, people don't do that anymore nowadays. That's a pure 90s
Pure old school thing.
Yeah.
And it makes it look so old school when you do it.
Yeah.
But look, the schemes.
I'm going to bring it back.
Man. The schemes in the M. Look at them. Look how many colors are on this shit. Look at the green sort of top bits, top right. And then it drops down through the M. There's purple bubbles and stars on the blue, which has got pink. Then there's like a beigey colour in it as well.
Yeah.
Man, them schemes aren't really doing anything, but they're just sick.
It's nice. It's just nicely balanced, man. Just looks cool. Looks cool as fuck. What's all these tags on the right? There's a Rosa tag, Dems, Ohm.
There's a fucking
poke.
Nice Rosa
Is that Poke at the bottom? Ill, man. Very nice indeed.
State.
But look, the train at the end. Baby.
The train, yeah.
B-A-B-Y. Like almost top to bottom. Over the windows. Is that a mace who did that?
I can't say. But it's fucking sensational.
Nice. Well, salute a mace anyway.
I can't see it. I'm not on it. There we go. I'm on it now. Baby, baby.
I've never seen this one before, man. This looks like
this is an Arms House exclusive. It shouldn't even get showed. We're going to get a fucking battering for showing this.
Bro. I should put a watermark over it to make sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because this would have been... So what kind of train is that?
I thought it was a Piccadilly. Pick-a-willy. Is that... What's on the bus? It's quite grainy photo. I mean, it's not the best piece in the world. You know what I mean? But... You know,
man.
Old school style.
The train. You see the way it bends after to back in. It's concave slightly at the top.
Mm-hmm.
The picks do that lower down nowadays, but this might be some old pick that I can't even remember. But it could be a Central or a Jubilee.
It's true. It could be a Central, man. But it's could very nice.
It is nice, man.
Yeah.
Just love fucking graph. Just fucking love it.
Yo, man, salute all them heads, man. Salute Ono, salute Emace.
Emace.
Taze, fucking.
Such good LST. Reaches as well back then, man. Emace.
What did LST stand for, their crew? Love sucking titties. No, I'm just kidding. LST. It had a few meanings, man. Love shagging tarts. No, sorry, they're not just misogynistic. I'm sure they had other meanings.
Well, they were like, 15-year-old kids.
Yeah.
The cab 32. That's the original 32.
Yeah.
Coochie 32.
32, the original. Killer. All right, listen.
Killer.
Let's get into one of the questions. And we'll keep it moving.
I think this should keep going. This is a fucking new brilliant section.
Well, yo, people, I'm talking to you right now, into your ear, if you're listening to this or if you're watching this on YouTube. Leave us a voice note on the DMs in Instagram or email us. The email's below, almshousetoyourmomshouse@gmail.com. And you can leave a voice note there as well, man. We'll keep it anonymous, all that good stuff. But yeah, get involved, people, man. Get involved.
Send it over. Whatever it is.
This is a real quick one. Real straight to the point. Thanks for sending this in. Check it out.
Yo, check it out, son. Check it out.
Who's the most overrated writer of all time?
You get that?
Who is the most overrated writer of all time?
Controversial, you know.
What kind of is that of all time?
Of all time.
All countries, all world.
Of all time, the most overrated writer. Okay, like I know I don't want to piss anyone off too much, man. But I'm thinking we could think even one of those early writers in America. Overrated writers, fuck, man.
The most overrated.
Right. What do you class as being overrated? Like someone who's highly revered, who's loads of people
for no reason,
but they just haven't done much in the way.
Well, exactly. I'm just thinking, what can you say that it's someone who's shit with no style, but they're fucking up as dick? So what are you gonna say?
Well, that's the thing. Like
the geezer's got up.
Because I've already spoken. Okay, for example, I've spoken about this about Tox already on the pod. Yeah, like when I first saw him, when he first came out,
is on,
like,
the all-time London. Battle.
I'm not saying he's overrated. I'm saying I brought this up before. I just want to refresh the memories, man. Like, this is like where I'm coming from. I remember when I first started seeing about and I was like, I hated it. Like, I overtly hated it. It was just capital letters, really shit.
Everyone did.
Toxo 2, Toxo 3. I was like, who is this fucking shit? Yeah, it's crap. You know what I mean? But then you keep seeing it and you keep seeing it and you keep seeing it. And everywhere you go, there's a Tox there. Tox, Tox, Tox. Everywhere you go, He wore me down, man, and now I rate the guy. I'm like, yo, you can't not respect the work ethic, man. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think he's overrated or anything like that. You know what I mean? He definitely put in the work. So it's a tricky one, man.
So, yeah, for someone like that, for me, he wouldn't ever be in the question.
Yeah.
Someone who's like gets, oh, do you know what? It could be any of those fucking writers that I can't even, you know, them geezers who go to like Stockwell, paint the wall black and then do like bright oranges and reds and borders and stuff. And they do ridiculous wild style pieces. Mm. But bruv, no one gives a fuck. Then there's always some guy from Italy with his shirt off, up the ladder, and you're just like, mate, yeah, it's...
Well, I think that's harsh.
Don't give a fuck about that sort of graph. But I can't say who they are because I don't know them. I don't even read the reaches. And it all looks the same to me. I'm like, yeah, that kind of style. I just put it over there like, yeah. That kind of mad, ridiculous burner kind of rare style.
Mm.
Super jagged, super arrowy, super like wild style, super... And then like this mad kind of... You're like, yeah, okay. But
what is it because they don't do
it? Takes like 10 hours to do it. They go like cutbacks on every single line and it just takes forever. You know what I mean? And they stand back and they're like looking at it and they do the outline on top of the outline in a different color before it's all called that shit.
It's called painting a piece theme. Yes.
No. That's not called painting a piece.
It's called painting a fucking piece, man.
It can do a sick piece in Stockwell or something like that in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
For a sick piece. 2 hours. But them dudes are spending like 8 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but okay, so some people want to put
wearing the mask, up the ladder, t-shirt town tied around the face, because I've got to be like a certain sort of bad man. Up here, you know what I mean, skinny as dick, shit little Italian tattoos all over me, like fuck knows what they mean. Feeling like doing an outline on top of an outline in a different brown because I couldn't see it the first time. You know, it's a little bit deep. Yeah. Hey, it's Gash!
No, man, yeah. I disagree. I get where you're coming from.
A writer coming in and dropping a sick piece, just bosh on top of it. Take them hours and it look a lot better.
No, fair enough. Listen, I got no qualms about people spending time, taking time on their pieces and doing...
But we're talking about the overrated.
Yeah.
And that for me is like, it's too overrated because... A, it takes fucking forever. B, you're like using masking tape on your lines and taking fucking hours to like judge it out. And then it doesn't even look like graph.
Yeah.
It doesn't even, it looks like the side of some fucking coffee shop. You know what I mean? Or some fucking...
Name some names, man. Can you even name?
I don't know any of those dudes. No.
I know who you're talking about. You're talking about...
I don't know any of those guys.
What was his name, man? Chips. He runs the Wild Style Cafe down by Stockwell. He's always in Stockwell painting ill burners, man. Crazy fat pieces and shit. I think he's ill, personally. But I haven't seen much in the way of, like, illegal work by him. No, I'm sure he has done some.
They are good at graph. They're good at graph. He's sick at graph. Just fucking... I'm not talking about this Chips guy. I'm talking about all that kind of semi-wild style and sick kind of London lettering. Yeah, you're fine. That is ridiculously banging. But... Yeah. That kind of shit, that kind of Euro mad. Well, and it turns out it just says like sends or something like that. Like, that's it. But he's taking up the whole fucking wall, bare different shit. Arrows going nowhere for no reason, all that shit.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's done with a fucking, you know, airbrush.
Okay, fair enough. Like, we're not as easily impressed nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Whereas when we were a kid, we'd walk into a Hall of Fame and just everything impressed you. Of course,
now... that kind of shit back then, you would have been like, oh my days.
But I'm sure we were impressed by a lot of shit as well back in the day as well, man. I'm sure when we were kids. But I'm trying to think of actual people I can just call out right now on the fucking pod and say, yo, you're overrated, motherfucker. But I literally can't think of any. Let us know in the comments, man, if there's anyone. I mean, don't be too rude and that. We don't want to like...
But I don't even know people that are rated. Like, who is rated now?
I mean, there's the obvious guys. Spat. Yeah. I mean...
People still going in. Do you know who I rate? Bams. B-A-M-S and Bamism and that throw up and that... But
bruv, Bam has the illest reach here. Just coming off a Hanger Lane roundabout, going down the A40. Not A40, down the North Circular towards... Brent Cross.
Yeah.
There's a bridge and then there's a thing holding the bridge up. Yeah. It's like a colored dub. Bam. Yeah. It's been there for years, man. Fucking and the one before there's a 10-foot throw up.
That's a mad old one.
Yeah.
Now he's got a decent style. Like he's good at, like that kind of graph. I love that kind of fucking graph.
Yeah.
He's got a sick Bamism in piece in fucking hell. Like near Camden. I can't remember whereabouts in North it is, but it's sick. track side team.
I'm sure people will let us know who they think is overrated. But I can't think of anyone right now.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Who's up but overrated?
Oh, man. The thing is, it's like a lot of people who are up, I'm not into their style. But they're up, so I rate them. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, okay, yo, he's out and about. He's putting in work. Cool. So it's a weird one for me, man.
Because basically what we're saying is getting up and going out and doing the actual fucking work and going all lines, all city, all track walks from fucking everywhere. Those kind of dudes.
Yeah.
Like a Bass or something like that. You just see everywhere. Flash.
Ah, I got one.
Those kind of dudes. That's a massive part of getting rated. So in the terms of overrating, for me, that's a massive part of rating someone.
Exactly.
Huge part. It's bang bang. The third central line is still getting battered.
Battered. I don't see any sign of it slowing down anytime soon either.
We've got to jump on the bandwagon.
Yo, come on, man. Come on. Out the connections, man. Let's get on it, man.
Is it like Northolt they're doing? I don't know where they're doing it.
Anyway, let's not bait it up here on the pod. I want to listen to your tune. Theme, and then we'll go into another question sent in by someone, and then we'll go into some graph critique and whatnot. But here we go, Ready for War featuring MOP, Busta Rhymes.
We made this last week in the lab.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
Trilateral commission.
Some of the lyrics are fucking brilliant.
Berkowitz, Fizzy Woe, Bust Down.
It all do so well on this.
And you can tell Busta Rhymes, like, he feeds off the energy from MOP.
Yeah, yeah, big time. And he's told them to do the hook, like, how they do it. Exactly. I'm going to play it because Lil Fame's verse.
Oh, fuck. I can't. I have to play it from the beginning, man. Oh, man. I got no chance to. Oh, I'm sorry, brother, man. I can't. Unless
he goes in on it, bruv. He goes in on it.
There's no way I can fast forward this, though, man. I'm sorry, brother, man.
You stopped the tune too early, man.
Shit, I'm sorry. But yo, let's get into the second question, man. This was sent in the other day. Check it out. You ready?
From Tapas.
Yeah, safe, yeah. Obviously, love the show. Listen all the time, yeah, brothers. Big up yourselves. I got a quick question though, safe. So like, when you're like out on a mission, what's like the worst injury either of you or like both of you or whatever has ever had? Have you ever been injured bad on a mission? Safe, yeah?
Shout out that guy.
That guy is brilliant.
Cheers
for it's safe them. Though, yeah. It's safe.
Yeah,
like.
Safe.
Wait, nice one for sending that one in still though, yeah. Like Wallahi, yeah. Trust me. Like so, two twos, yeah.
Your an injury that you've gotten whilst out painting. Because kids, if you're listening, it's a dangerous sport out there, man. You know, rest in peace, all the people, you know, tragically, you know, fucked up on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, shit has happened. But oh yeah.
I think I just thought of one, yeah. You know, when you go to the canal, like Ladbroke Grove,
yeah,
side to the canal, there's that massive Sainsbury's Park, and there you go, across, and you can pop down the canal.
Oh, yeah, I know the
and
one.
Then there's a wall on the left, that's all tracks on the other side. There's spots on there you can jump over there. Done a little bit, gref, basically, mate. Do you know what I mean? Done a bit of gref. Went back. Couldn't find the get off. It all looks the same from the other side. Just mad hill with fucking bush all the way, thinking, oh, fuck. And I just basically had to try and find my own way back. Or it could have been at Westbourne Park. I can't remember. But I lowered myself down. But I let the bag go down from the whole length of my arm. And it didn't hit anything. And as I'm right down, I let it go. It just goes, boom, boom. I can hear it. I'm like, all right, that's cool. And nothing hit my arm or my fucking bag. So, and I go over, like swing my legs over. And I'm going to let myself go down the wall like that. And as I get to like my maximum reach, and I have to let go. And there's like a piece of glass just sticking out of the wall. Which I didn't know about because it was further down. Do you know what I mean? But I'm going down like that against the wall. And it just goes,
oh, shit.
My leg all the way up my torso. And shit. And by the time I get to here, I'm like, fucking hell, I push.
Oh,
my hands into the wall to throw myself away from it and land on my back.
Damn.
And made like a lot of noise and then had that adrenaline thing where I just got to get home and just dust.
Bleeding, dust, yeah, dust. Bleeding, obviously.
Didn't really check it or anything. Like, I had big jacket on, you know, everything was on. I would have to take jacket and
yeah,
sit,
yeah.
Look under my jumper. Blah, blah, blah.
And it's pitch black as it. Well. You're like,
and it's,
you
yeah, and the paint's made a lot of noise. I've got to find the bag and I'm on my J's. So I'm just going to fucking go. Mm. And dust. Got in the car, drove home. And then when I got out of the car, and I got to this where I used to live, get to the state, there's all the lights on, get out of the car, and I'm just like, lift up my jumper like that, it's blood fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Fuck.
I remember Andrea, when she noticed, because she when she was living in Spain, and then like weeks later, she came, and she saw the scar on my body, she's like, what the fuck is that? Fucking jeez. Ridiculous.
Mate, you're lucky.
Blood all over the car seat.
Oh, man.
Fucked.
Proper. And you're lucky you didn't hit like a main artery or something, man. That's like my biggest fucking nightmare, jumping a fence and it catching the inside of your thigh or something, or your neck. Well, mate, and it's all over. No, but
I don't even know if it was a piece of glass or a piece of metal or whatever.
It probably was a nail sticking out or something. There was probably a piece of wood hammered in there or something. Little nails sticking out. That's
the word. Your tetanus jabs.
Yes, exactly.
Your tetanus jabs.
Fucking hell. I mean, yo, touch wood. From the little graph I did, I wasn't an out there dude, man. So, you know, I managed to avoid most precarious situations, man. And also, like, I vividly...
I've never been electrocuted or anything like that.
Nah, but I saw someone get electrocuted once. Alki, my mate Alk, his leg was done for like 4 hours. We were carrying him we had to carry him off the tracks and shit. We took him back to his house. We were still wondering, should we take him to hospital? Should we take him? Because he couldn't move his leg. But then after about 3 hours, he could move his toes and then he started moving his leg and then his foot. What did he do? I think he touched the third rail, man, with his leg. I think it was raining and
just accidentally touched it, just walking normally.
I didn't see it happen. All I heard was shouting. It was either from the wires on the side or if it was the tracks itself. I can't remember. I remember him being behind and then there was a few of us. There was about 6 of us on this mission. Yeah, I'm talking 90s. But yeah, that happened. But for me, I mean, mainly it's just been scratches and bruises and maybe a twisted ankle here and there, you know, when you're bopping down tracks, you know, it's very uneven surfaces and shit and like those rocks and
twisted ankle,
you
yeah.
roll your ankle so many times doing that shit or like slipping on stuff, like if it's wet, you know, on the breeze blocks and stuff. But I've managed to avoid
wires, you know, those wires that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And a lot of the London Underground, they've got the like 5 or 6 or 7 fucking thick tubed wires going along. And sometimes you can stand on them and get a reach. Every time I stand on them.
You just care. I always think of Case 2.
This is going to go.
Case 2 telling that story. Yeah, when he tells that story of as a kid. Like, says how he lost his arm. It's like he grabbed onto some of those wires and he flew back and he doesn't remember anything. And then he woke up the next day in hospital and they'd cut his arm off, man. Imagine as a kid. And I've heard stories. Who's that writer with one arm in England? I don't think he's from London, but he was in a tunnel and he had his backpack on. And then a train was coming through, so he ducked down. And then the backpack hooked onto the train and ripped his arm off, man. And he bopped without an arm to a hospital.
Yeah.
Some crazy shit. Like
fucked up.
I can't remember who the writer is, though. He's a big train writer. What did he fucking write? Logo, maybe? Nah, it wasn't Logo. I can't remember. But anyway, props to that guy, man. Fucking hell. Imagine that. That would be
like when Jan was saying, when the fucking... Those arches in the wall, you can bring yourself... I always remember when he said it, basically. You can go into the arch on the wall when the train's going by. I think it's the Piccadilly line. So they whiz by and that vacuum and sort of space going past you pulls you out of that fucking little triangle thing.
Scary, man.
You've got to like lean against it and put all your weight against because you know it's going to try and suck you out. Whoop!
Yeah.
That fucking rank.
Danger, rank. Man. I'm trying to think,
I nearly got hit by the Eurostar. I nearly got hit by that train. I told you when I did that mission, I did that where the circles in White City.
Yeah.
And there was one of those clay trains, but it was just one carriage.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it, didn't see it, didn't have any lights on, nothing. Up, it came through the tunnel towards me. But I was thinking of putting like, if I had headphones on or anything like that, that time there, I would have been a goner. And it was going so slowly. And I remember thinking, and this was quite recently, so I remember thinking, fucking hell, it's going that slow. It's like, you should have heard it, you should have seen it, you should have felt it, there'd be some vibration.
No, they creep
up. It was only me, it was a quiet place, and it just crept up, man. No light on, and it's kind of eerie when it goes by. It's spooky. You know what I mean? You're like, what the fuck is it? How big is it? You can't really see shit.
Mm. You know what I think is a fundamental flaw that I have, is I've got a very vivid imagination, So when I, like, if I see, like, oh, yeah, we'll climb up there or we'll go up here or whatever, I'll visualize the worst
case. All the injuries.
Yeah, all the shit that could happen, And it'll go in my mind so vividly, man. It'll put me off doing it, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, man. Which is not a good trait to have if you're looking to get up and get out there.
But you got to take that trait and still use it.
Yeah.
So when you're on one of those positions where you're at the top of some fence or something, you go, right, the next move, the foot has to go over here and onto that bit. If it doesn't go onto that bit, I will die or be pierced through the neck and just be hanging here on this fucking... So the exact same thoughts.
Yeah.
But then you make your foot... You really concentrate because of that. You're like, right, that's the consequence. So let's make this actually, let's do nothing in the entire world but concentrate on this next movement.
Yeah, exactly.
It's quite mad. It's like a meditation.
Mm.
You picture the move. I'm going to have to go like that. It's going to go like that. The foot has to go there. If it doesn't go there, it just goes down and we're going to pierce my balls or something.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then you can use it to help you conquer the missions, is what I'm saying. Because I get the exact same thing. I've got a vivid imagination like a motherfucker.
Yeah. It's those metallic fences that have the spikes on them, you know, where they bend the tops of the, you know, the spike like that. And you've got to put one foot on top and then you don't want it to go through your trainer into your foot and you got to just do one quick jump. Just go for it. Just jump it, man. You know? Yeah, man. But, yo, be careful out there, people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what's maybe in Arabic again? Imshin.
Yimkin.
Yimkin.
Yimkin. I was going to teach you a new one today. Fuck, I should have written it down. That was it. Okay, it's quite a tricky one. Yeah? It's Yimkin. A new Arabic word for theme to learn.
Wait. It's a tricky one.
Let me just remember it again. Fuck, I had it a second. Yeah, It's kind of tricky, but check it out. It goes like this.
Oh, no, I lost my headphones.
All right. Shabak Ulo.
Shabak Ulo.
Not Olo, Ulo.
Ulo.
Yeah, Shabak Ulo.
Shabak or Shabak?
Shabak.
Shabak.
Shabak. Shabak Ulo.
Shabak Ulo.
That means what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what's
that? Shabak Ulo.
Shabak Ulo. Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
I'm going to write it down. Shabak.
Shabak.
Shabak Ulo.
Shabak. I guess I would spell it S-H-U-B-B-A-K. Shabak.
Yeah.
And then, exactly then an O and then a apostrophe L-O-U. Ulo. No, L-O-W. Ulo. Shabak Ulo.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. Shabak Ulo. Well, really, it's what's wrong with you. But if you say it in a way like Shabak Ulo, that means like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Maybe we are making a new language by writing down what Arabic sounds like in English. So like phonetically. Shabak Ulo. Like, yeah.
Shabak Ulo. But yeah, no. I reckon by episode 100, you should have enough Arabic words to put a whole sentence together. You know what I mean? Or we can have a conversation in Arabic.
Conversation. That's 30 more weeks.
Yes.
Conversation in Arabic. I've only got like 8 words.
In it, man. And what did I work out? I think our 100th episode is going to be Wednesday, October 15th or something this year.
I'm going to be so sad because the summer's going to be over.
Oh, yeah. It'll be almost my birthday.
I hate January and February, man.
Yeah.
I was looking at some of the old pods. Do you remember how fucking cold I used to be in that flat?
Yeah.
That wasn't bullshit. That was fuck me.
Crazy, man. I don't know how you dealt with that, man. Hold on. Okay, cool. So what are we doing now? Do you want to listen to that Marvin Gaye song you were talking about? Or should we go into graffiti critique?
No, let's go into the sketches, boy. Let's get into the sketches.
Okay, cool. Let me find...
Oh, shit. You're going to send them on the old WhatsApp.
I'm going to send you something now, man. But yo, people, keep sending in your graph for us to critique, okay? Let's go. I'm going to send you this one now. I don't think we've done this one already. So here we... go.
Here we go. Yo. Here we go. Yo.
Sending. Send.
Oh, I thought it was a tapas for a second.
Nah, it's not.
Because it's a T. Starts with a T.
Yeah, describe it. What can you see, man?
I can see a chrome and black dub with cracks in it. And it's got a pink border, which has got a few bubbles. And like he's done where the border thickens at the top and kind of gathers and drips down.
Yeah.
White highlights. It's T-W-H-Y.
T-Y. But at the top, you can see his tag.
T-Y?
Yeah, T-Y. T-W-H-Y. T-Y. And Tyrant. So T-Y-R-A-N-T.
But you see what it sounds like to me? You're saying T-Y, like there's a T before the Y.
Yeah,
no, it's T-Y theme. It's T-Y.
Well, yo, I want to big up my man 4Y. There's a writer who writes 4Y here in London. I want to salute him. And so, you know, he might have a beef with you writing T-Y. I don't know where Tyrant is from. But
this is
yeah.
One of those motorway dubs, isn't it? By the looks of it.
It looks like, yeah, on the side of a bridge or something, maybe on the tracks or on the motorway or something. T-Y, like big blockbuster. He's got cracks going through it as well. I'm not too into the cracks, but the letters are nice, man. Nice big blockbuster kind of chunky letters. The pink pops it off. Nicely, you know, simple. This is what I like. He's not going above his pay grade. He's
I like big fat roadside dubs like that.
Yeah.
Because exactly. The cracks kind of let it down because he's like done cracks where they meet. It's almost turned into bullet holes sort of thing.
They're like squiggly, squiggly cracks, man. You know what I mean? It's
cracks. But the cracks don't go anywhere. You see the crack in the T just goes down. That's that.
Yeah.
Just goes down there for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want to shit on the cracks too much because
you got to start your cracks like that. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's good. It's good little. It's good bit of damage.
It's decent, man. Decent. I like the white kind of bubbles going through it, kind of highlighty, kind of white bits and stuff.
It's illegal as well. It's a proper
spot. Yeah, it's definitely nice. Yeah, like we said, nice big and chunky down the side of a bridge, man. I like it a lot.
Tyrant. Is that Tyrant reach above
there? Yeah, that's his Tyrant. Yeah, that's his tag. Someone's
dogged it with like emulsion or something.
I don't know what's happened to his tag. Yeah, it's been, maybe his paint was running out and he didn't quite, didn't all come out nicely, maybe. I mean, God knows.
I don't mind the drips. I don't mind the pink bubbles and drips. Yeah,
it does the job.
Oh, shit.
The job.
Yeah, the top of the T. Obviously, the slope's going down. It looks like he couldn't reach to do the border properly at the top.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But again, that's all good. Ain't nothing right, wrong with that. I'm going to.
Yeah. Because it's so big, I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Now, big up TY. Yeah. Nice. I'm going to send you another one now, man. This one isn't so much, it wasn't sent in, but I just kind of, someone said we should give him props. So I want to give him props. Here we go. Boom, boom. I'm going to send it to you.
Hey, Big Trev.
Big Trev in the house, man.
Oh, is that a Nike Bears character underneath?
I have no idea. Probably not, to be honest. I don't know where this one was taken. Right, it looks familiar though.
20 looks like the open bit of, no, it doesn't. I was gonna say the open bit of League Street, but
no. But this is Trev. What can we say about Trev? He's a local legend around West London. He's always out and about.
Long time writer
on his scooter. You know what I mean? He's always around and about on his scooter and with his mask on and shit.
Trev, I'm just looking at the other reaches to see. That looks like Waterloo behind it as well.
That's,
right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah, maybe not Waterloo, like Paddington or something for some reason.
You're getting Paddington vibes.
Yeah, but Trev, okay, so his style, he's got a very unique style. He loves doing dots. There's not so many dots on this one, but usually he just like fills in with loads of little dots he does everywhere. Like I said, he's a local legend, man. He's always out and about. He like paints like,
he's, I remember, an old boy now, isn't he? How old is he, Big Trev?
I couldn't even tell you how old he is, man.
Trev is out there doing graph like this forever.
Yeah, and like he'll turn up, he's well quiet, and like he'll go off in the corner and he paints in the hall.
And then there's suddenly a Trev. Yeah,
yeah. And he'll do the spots that no one else wants to paint, you know, like little bits and little areas around. So they always stay, you know. And
tell me he's called Trev, like Trevor.
I don't know.
Trevor!
I'm assuming his name's not Trev, but it could be.
Oh, I'm assuming it is.
Yeah, it could
be. I've always assumed his name's Trevor.
Yeah. That's another word, like we were talking about Gary and those kind of tags where it's just a name, you know? It's quite funny. But big Trev. Up Trev, though, man. I always like seeing him around and about, man. He's always got a positive attitude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, boy.
Mm. Salute. Brother Trev. Well, I remember we did a big jam for him in Trellick once for his birthday. We all did Trev pieces for him. Here's my Trev piece.
Here's a piece of me with Trev.
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing some graph today because look, it's gone nice now.
Not around here. It's mad grey out here at the moment.
What are you talking? I can see the sun coming through your blood clot.
A little bit, yeah, but it's still mad cloudy.
Jesus,
man.
Christ. It's not sunny for when you're a tropical brother.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a tropical brother, man. What can I say? Tropical.
Have you got any holiday plans? Talk to me about holiday plans.
Well, I want to go to... I got a place in south of France, so I'm looking to go there at some point.
You're
going to
go there?
Yeah, I think so. Where we did a podcast once where you were out there, I gave you the keys. So I'm definitely planning on that. But I also want to go out to Dubai, man, to see my mates out there. I mean, I hate Dubai. I'm not a massive fan of Dubai in general. Like the main reasons why people go to Dubai, like, oh, I want to go shopping and fucking live a luxury life and shit. But I want to go, hang out with some friends, and I got family there as well. But other than that, man, I don't know.
I would love to go away with like the lads. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You should come with me to Dubai, man. You have a great time.
Yeah, it's not the lads kind of place.
Well, just saying. It could be. Maybe not lads, but I'm just saying you and the missus, I'll go out there. We'll have a good time. Eat some good food.
I'm looking to go away, lads.
All right.
I'm looking to go away, lads.
I'll tell you what I would love to do this summer. My mates just went to the. My mate went on a stag do to Athens in Greece, and he told me, great food,
the trains,
beautiful, but then the trains all battered. We got links there as well, so we could definitely get a link, and we could do a kind of a Graf lads holiday, man. That would be sick.
Graf lads would be sick as well,
isn't it?
Barca, Athens. But now we're talking about like interrailing around Europe, like we're 19.
No, I'm talking just go Athens, get a decent, like, you know, semi decent hotel, go out drinking, everything, you know, decent. This like cost out there is quite cheap, and you go have a good time in Athens, I think, man. Yeah.
Drink some olive oil.
Yeah.
Eat some cheese.
You know, some
speak a bit of Greek. You can be speaking Greek to the ladies.
Or your Malacca. Yo, when I went to Greece when I was 18, I went with the family to what was it called? Rhodes Island. And there's a little town there in the south. There's Falaraki, which is, you know, fucking drinking English tourists and all that.
Falaraki, bruv. Yeah. Falaraki.
I can't remember if it was in the north or the south of the island, but we're on the opposite side of the island at a place called Pefkos. And what was the town next to it? It was a wicked. Kavos. Yeah, it was something like that. And it was basically an Acropolis. Yeah, it was a hill, massive hill with a fucking castle on the top, yeah? And it's all pedestrianized, so no cars are allowed in here. So there's big car parks at the bottom of this hill. You have to, you know, walk up into this, and it's pure Greek, you know, white walls with the, you know, clay and shit like that. And it's all just bars, yeah? No clubs, just bars and bars just and restaurants. Bars. And restaurants, like rooftop restaurants, yeah? Beautiful. It was so gorgeous there. And the thing, what made it even better was it was all German, Italian tourists, yeah, no English tourists. There was a few English tourists, but there wasn't many.
German,
yeah, I don't mind it. I thought it was a better vibe.
Italians, the personnel,
yeah, but there was loads of Dutch people there as well. All the Brits were at Falaraki, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I remember we did one night,
acting
we
like went complete cunts.
It was terrible, yeah, but the rest of the time was there. Bopping around from bar to bar, you'd meet some girls, chat them up and go, oh, I'll see you at the next bar, because you're going to run into them again at some point, you know? And so, like, you know, I forgot. I actually linked a girl, and it turned out the girl was Bob Hoskins' daughter.
Really? Big Bob?
Bob Hoskins from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, one of my favorite movies, man.
Yeah.
His daughter, her name was Rosa Hoskins. Little Bob. Yeah, Rosa Hoskins. Because my mate linked a girl who I was with. Because I was there with my family, but my mate came along. He linked this girl. And then out of her group of mates, I linked the other one. And it turned out it was fucking Rosa Hoskins, man. Bob Hoskins' daughter. Now she's married and she's, you know, I stayed friends with her on Facebook and stuff. But that was quite a mad one.
Well, I got a...
No, but wait. I wanted to say. On the first night. We went out, obviously got absolutely pissed, went back to the hotel, and then we were sitting on the beach on one of the deck chairs watching the sunrise, and I was drinking a bottle of whiskey, yeah? And I fell asleep, and my mate must have just left me and went back to the fucking hotel or whatever, and I'm conked out. I get woken up by some Greek motherfuckers, yeah? Some dudes on the beach, and he was like kicking my leg, like waking me up. And he was chatting to me in Greek because he must have thought I was Greek or something, yeah? And he was like, blah, 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 Malacca, blah, 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 Malacca, blah, 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 Malacca. And the only word I knew was Malacca, which means wanker. Yeah, that's what I learned, yeah? I didn't realize it was in a term of endearment as well, you know? I just thought he was calling me a wanker. This guy was waking me up going, oi, wanker.
Yeah.
So I remember standing up, still a bit drunk. Going,
it sounds like that as well, Malacca.
Yeah. And so I was still a bit drunk, and I remember standing up going, are you calling a fucking wanker like that? Yeah, and I was going off on him, and he was like, bro, chill out. He goes, if you sleep here, the sun is going to burn your fucking skin off, man. He's like, get indoors. You know, he was helping me out.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I just remembered that.
Just talking about it now, man, I can just feel the fucking Bop's home pissed and you can hear crickets and shit and it's hot and humid. I love it, man. Well, I'm desperate. Look how pasty I am.
Isn't it?
Even I look in the mirror and I see myself.
I'm pasty.
And I think, yo, I've never been this pasty in my life. I'm see-through transparently on the verge of dying.
Jesus, man.
It looks, I'm fucking, but that kind of, I love that shit.
Mm.
I've been to Cavos. When I first went to, I went to Cavos twice. Yeah.
Yeah.
First was I took like one of my first ever missuses. And we bought it on CFAX.
Oh shit, CFAX. Yeah. You know, I remember
so you
ordering
don't see any pictures or any photos or any description. You just like see these numbers.
CFAX. That's
then you can book it on CFAX. Like, we booked it.
Yeah.
And when we got to the hotel, she started crying.
Oh,
we were only 18. It's quite a joke.
It must have been horrific.
18.
Cavos.
Yeah. She started crying, bruv. Yeah. And it's proper like, hello, mate. Like, do you want to take a penalty past this fat geezer? And if you get like 8 Sambucas, you know, every single bar.
Your fucking English like breakfast. That. Where can I get an English? It's like, you're in fucking Cavos, man. Eat some. Like, where's Cavos? Is that in Spain?
No, Cavos is like proper.
Yeah.
Cavos is.
Fuck, I don't even know where Cavos is. Is that
no, it's not Spain and Greece? It's not Greece.
No.
It's. Where's
Cyprus?
Ayia Napa? Cyprus.
Cyprus. I think Ayia Napa's in Cyprus. I never went to Ayia Napa. I always wanted to go Ayia
Napa. Oh, Ayia Napa, Ayia Napa, Ayia Napa, star. Anyway, she's like, right, next time we went to Cavos, we were staying outside Cavos. And we had to bop home piss down this long straight road in the pitch black. And my friend found a book on the road and there's some cars about to drive past. We don't know anything about them. And he just dashes it as it goes past, goes right in the, hits the driver. The window's open. He's having a browse. He's like a proper, like, massive Cypriot, thick arm, hairy arm, fag hanging out of his, like, lives there, farmer geezer.
Yeah.
And my friend Ed says something. I think I told him to say something. I think it was the Bible or something. I can't remember what I said. And anyway, he did it and he dashed it and it went in. It didn't hit the car. It went in the car. Oh, they were like dusting past. And all you see is like, and I was thinking,
oh, no.
Bruv, I hope like 4 or 5 blokes then get out of this. 4 or 5 blokes get out of this. Anyway, beat the fuck out of my friend.
Oh, is it?
They give us, yeah, licks. Yeah,
oh,
licks.
Oh, shit.
They were like on job straight away, got out, walked out. What the fuck are these two little 18-year-old skinny little English cunts?
Oh, man.
A, doing here. B, dashing shit in at the fucking driver. Beat the fuck out of us.
Jesus.
Like the fuck out of us. And we went on holiday with this girl. It was me, this girl, and my other friend. So it's weird. It's 2 boys and 1 girl. She wasn't our missus.
Yeah.
She wasn't his missus, wasn't my missus. She was just there.
Jeez.
And she had to patch him all up, like when we, because he was fucked.
Oh,
so she
man.
Patched him all up and shit.
It's not
she
about
she married
being
the geezer from Take That.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I thought Take That. I thought
I
they were all gay.
Was Katie Hopkins, Katie something.
Not Katie Hopkins.
Not Katie.
You'll have fucking.
Is
what's
that
his
the
name?
Racist old lady, Katie Hopkins?
Yeah, you'll get what's his name, Nova.
Oh, did you see that thing I sent you from Nova? I'm talking about. No, that was brilliant. We've got to do something on that.
We've got to do the podcast.
What was that, Jeremy Corbyn?
Yeah,
look, I'm logging in now. Look, I'm logging in now. Yeah, blah, blah,
yeah
blah,
he's
blah.
Following me.
Look, Jeremy Corbyn's following me.
I got him on speed dial, bro.
Yo,
now big up Nova, man.
All the Arms House people, new comedy videos are actually getting planned.
Yeah, man.
And they'll get done.
Yo, bro,
you've basically written one, haven't you?
I've got one ready, man. Let's maybe we'll record it now after this.
It's just the hats. Yeah, I'm down.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's see how we get on, man. But bro, that's an hour, man. Listen, party people, we could go on for ages. I know we can, but I like to keep it an hour, man. If that's all right, Themos, man.
Go on for 1 hour.
Themos always like
shift chicken marinated in chimichurri.
Oh man,
I gotta put it in the oven and cook that whole bitch.
Nice. I love a bit of chimichurri. Big up my bro, Talal, 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 Talal. We used to do
big up Talal.
We used to do sandwich night where we'd make different sandwiches. Yeah, we'd get like you know that
chimichurri
you can get
baguette. Yeah,
you know
yeah.
You get those baguettes where they're half cooked and you got to put them in the oven to fully cook them. So we get those ones like proper, and then we've had po' boys. I don't know if you know about po' boys. They're like a Creole, like shrimp, and it's this mad sauce. We've made po' boys a couple of times. Dope. And we did chimichurri, Argentinian steak, chimichurri sandwiches. Like, we go all out on these sandwiches.
Ah,
we haven't done
it. You're making me hungry, bro.
In it. I haven't done that in a while. Yeah, Talal, Talal. We need to get Talal back on as well. We haven't had him as a guest for ages, man. We need to catch up with old.
And there's a few other guests planned. And I want to big up all the Arms House listeners and say thank you very much. Arms House is good for your mental health. It's an absolute pleasure. We've done episode number 70.
Also,
episode number 100 is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, we got to think it. Maybe we do a lad.
We could do. We could do the classic. Like, I would go through our best bits.
Yeah.
The Amber and theme. Think about the best bits.
The highlights. Like
yeah.
Well, we got to do that.
Best bits of Only Fools and Horses. And stuff like that.
We got to do that. But let's not get too ahead of ourselves, man. Listen, people listening, man. I'm talking to you right now. Yeah. Send in your queries or voice notes of stuff you want us to chat about or questions or whatnot. Send in your graph for us to critique. Come on, don't be shy. Don't be little bitches, man. Send some shit in, okay? Get involved. And we put in an order for T-shirts theme. The order's been put in.
A lot of people asking for the T-shirts.
The order's been put in. Big up our mans at Gorilla Printing here in West London. They're getting the T-shirts done for us as we speak, man. So hopefully next episode, we'll be announcing T-shirts. So get ready for that, party people. We need your support, man. This is a great way to show love.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do an Arms House EP. You know what we've got to do? We've got to get fucking Billy Dance on it.
Oh, mate. I reckon that's doable. I reckon that's doable.
Yeah, it's doable. We've got to do it. You've got to get beat making. Instead of chilling with Matt Dillon, make the fucking Arms House beats.
I got them all. I've been bouncing them out. I'm going to send you a whole bunch of beats soon.
We'll get Billy Dance on it. We'll get Scheme on it.
Oh, if we can get Scheme to rap a verse.
We could get random, like, Spo to do a verse. You know what I mean?
That would be hilarious.
Met to do a verse. Like, it'd be fucking brilliant.
Bruv, let's just see how we get on. We got to get Met on as a guest at some point, man.
We do. Uncle Met.
Yeah.
Come on, bruv.
Isn't it? Peace, party people. We out of here, man. Do I have a song to go?
Episode number 7.
We're going to go out on this song by Al Tariq, a.k.a. Fashion from Beat Nuts. He did a tune called Crime Pays. Love this track, man. Peace.
Which it does.
Crime Pays in Mad
Ways. Yo, bust. I was walking mine on my own biz. Here it is. I see these two kids bouncing my way. Eyes blood red with venom. And some telling me that I best not offend them. But they don't even know I got this badge that I'm about to flash on that ass. Like two hits of hash. Pass by them. I am. Big money on the left. Got the toast. Niggas ready to roast. So I'm ghost. To find another victim so I can trick them. Act like I'm po-po. Be like, yo, yo. Stick them. Trick them out their courage. Them dirty greens. And in the process, stopping all the flow from fiends. It's all good, cause in my hood it's better. If I Beretta, get these poor folks some cheddar to the letter. A present day, Robin Hood, crime pays in mad ways, nigga. So good.
Crime pays in mad ways.
Sorry, I can't.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?